problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. And I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
Street 100 times. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Keep getting high. boat in the ocean, just a little boat upon the sea, caught in a commotion. I know we got real good company. I've been waiting on some kind resolution, listening for a song in the sound. These four walls keep getting higher and higher, so come on, mister, please.
Love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love me.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one stupid thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's Fatso gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's Fatso get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How's Fatso go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Hey, kid boys, ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, a dorky wonderful. I sent them a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the mooch could fly a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. How's Fatso go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. This kid's great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouths, your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids, terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, all right. Which one of your little creeps stole all the candy canes? Nice, nice kids. Very nice. Where'd you get these kids from, jail? Bunch of reform school brats. All right, everybody, get out of here now.
It was you, Raul. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing,
yes,
Shakira.
Yes, you did. Who took it?
Who
took
it?
No, what are you talking about?
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I remember lovings, I remember war. I remember marching with thousands, maybe more. I remember thinking that we could change the world, and I believed in justice. Many years have passed and we have seen it all. We've seen dreams blossom and we have seen them fall. And every time I wonder where it all went wrong, I come back to justice. Where did all the hope go, and when will it return? Where did all the hope go while our cities burn? Justice, justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies. I remember childhood, I remember school. We learned about the past and we learned that there were rules. And when a rule is broken, there was a price to pay, and we believed in justice. When did our beliefs become a hollow joke? When did optimism become fires to bestow? Justice, justice is not blind. Just open up your eyes. You can see that justice lies.
I remember lovings, I remember war. I remember marching with thousands, maybe more. And I remember thinking that we could change the world.
Justice. When all
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I called on dear old Santa Claus to spend a holiday. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. Yes, he's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been good or bad, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming now. Yes, Mr. Santa Claus is coming. On very good authority. In fact, I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer who told me so.
This is Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
wishing of all that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. But let me tell you that I saw Mama tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. And what a laugh it would have been if old daddy had just walked in and saw Mama kissing Santa Claus last night.
burns like a star under the canvas of the skyline.